Hi, Leo. Last week on your show, you talked about a product that would protect your key fob if you were in a restaurant or in your home and somebody had an amplifier that they could pick up the signal.
Yeah.
But I haven't been able to find where I could get something like that. I went online, but there, of course, when I put in baguette, all I came up with was
bread, French bread. French yeah, baguette bread. is a bad name. It's just a name that my friend Steve Gibson came up with. Really, it's, and there are a lot of places you get them on eBay for $5 and stuff. There are a lot of places. What you want is a small bag. That's what we call it, a baguette, not a big bag, but a small bag big enough just to fit your key fobs, your car. If you have a key fob that is keyless entry key fob, you're at risk because of the way the car manufacturers designed these. Somebody with a cheap, I mean really cheap, $17 amplifier can walk up to your car and get in because the amplifier amplifies the car's signal. And if your key is within a few hundred feet, which it probably is, it'll just open it'll think you're standing next to the car just as you would be with your fob, and you just get in. He could even drive off. Now, of course, most cars with that kind of system will start complaining, where's the key? But they won't stop. That would be dangerous. So he's not going to be able to drive off and then start it again, but he could drive it off to a chop shop, and there's your car gone. So what Steve, our security guy, says is the simple way to defeat this is just put your keys in a bag that has a wire mesh or a metal lining, because that'll block the radio signal. Radio signals don't travel through a wire mesh.
Right.
So,
and then where do you find something like that?
Well, there's a lot of places. The chat room's telling me that there's a company called Bagalini, which is pretty close to baguette, that makes these. And what you're looking for is a little radio opaque bag, I guess. I'm not sure exactly how I'd phrase this, but I'll tell you what we're going to do. You know, we have a website, techguylabs.com.
Right.
I'm going to charge Josh Windisch, my producer, with putting a few links in there for wire mesh bags that will block radio signals. That's what you want.
Okay, because when I heard about it last week on your show, I thought, oh my goodness, that's terrible.
I always
have mine in my pocket, and if I'm in a restaurant or wherever, and they walk up, they could get it. So,
Bagalini, Bagalini.
They make
Bagalini.
Okay.
They make something called an RFID wallet. Travel companies started making these because the United States passports now have a radio frequency identifying tag in the passport. So they can just tap the passport to something and you know, it'll recognize it and give the passport number and so forth. They used to scan it. Remember, they'll put it in a scanner when you go across the border. Now they can just tap
right.
it. But some people are worried that they don't want to be identified as American just by walking around in some foreign capital. They're afraid. So a lot of people now have started carrying their passports. I don't do this, but if you were paranoid, you'd carry your passport in a RFID blocking wallet. Well, that has the same effect on the key fobs. So there are a number of companies that make these. The Bagalini ones are more stylish. But you can get a $5 bag on eBay that'll do the same.
Right.
Thing. Just depends on how styling you want to be.
Actually, I just want a protection.
Increasingly, I think we're going to want these because we're also going to get credit cards that have wireless built into them that you just tap on a tap-to-pay console. And the problem is that even though these RFID tags are supposed to work only within a few inches, you literally have to tap them. Bad guys are coming up with ways to amplify these signals, and it makes everybody nervous. We've seen a demonstration, for instance, of a radio receiver that can detect RFID tags in passports as from 10 feet away. So the fear is that bad guys would put some device in a garbage can that would detect American citizens and blow up the garbage can as you walked by. I don't think that has happened or will happen, but you understand why people are a little bit paranoid.
So same
thing will happen with these credit cards. It's conceivable a bad guy could sidle up next to you and charge your credit card. So I have a feeling we're going to see lots of these wallets that protect against radio waves. Okay.
Okay, well, I'll go online. Thank you very much.
I am so glad you called, Midge, because I realized I confused a heck of a lot of people. I got a lot of emails saying, what's a baguette and where do I get one? And, I'm using one. Because I really don't like the idea of somebody getting in my car and ransacking it. Most of the time, my car's in the garage. It's safe in the garage because they'd have to access the garage first. But if it's out on the street in front of your house, and this is what my friend Nick Bilton, the writer for the New York Times, observed. If it's out on the street in front of your house, he has a Prius. It's got keyless entry. So that's what you need. You need one of those fobs where you don't have to push a button or anything to get in. You just walk up to the door, and it unlocks, and you open it, and you get in. And most cars like that also have push-button start. So you walk to the door, open it, get in, press this, and drive off. So Nick observed that there were kids going down the street one by one, just getting in cars, taking stuff, going to the next car, opening it up. And then he saw him do it to him. And he said, I know my car was locked. How did they do it? Well, that's how. These $17 on eBay, they're little I shouldn't say this because I'm telling people how to do it. They're little well, it's widely known. They're little transmitters. And the reason this works is because the car, the way the auto manufacturer set this up was wrong, basically. And I'm sure they'll try to fix this soon. But the car is waiting for proximity from the key fob. It's actually a little radio transmitter. It's looking for the key fob. And the way the key fob is so, you know, or the car's transmitter is so mild, meek and mild, that it doesn't go more than a few feet. So that's the security, right? Well, you have to be standing next to the car with your key fob. Except that these transmitters take the car's signal and amplify it enough to get all the way to the key fob 100 feet away. The car goes, I see it, opens the door for you, even if you're the bad guy. So it's so weird. But you go to Amazon, you look for RFID blockers. You go to eBay, look for RFID blockers. Those will work. Anything that blocks radio signals. I got mine from a company called Scott eVest. It's kind of cool. It's just a little pouch. Looks like you'd put doubloons, gold doubloons in it. Instead, I put my key fobs in there. We're entering an interesting time because more and more of this stuff is going to happen. Your credit card's going to have this kind of RFID technology. So will your, you know, smart home devices. We're going to have to really do something to protect this. I think this is the time has come.